Quick announcement before you get to today's episode of the Powwow Life podcast. This is Paul Gatter, and I have a special announcement. Right now, we are in the middle of our Explore Native Challenge. This is the challenge we do each year that gets you to dig a little deeper into Native culture. Whether you're new to Native culture or you grew up on the reservation, it doesn't matter. This is your chance to find out a little bit more historical information, some modern information, follow some creators, some artists, all kinds of things that we're going to challenge you to do over the next 60 days. You can find out more over at powwows.com/win. And the cool thing is, this is a challenge with prizes. We're partnered with 8th Generation, and they're giving away 3 blankets, some jewelry, and lots of other prizes. Don't miss your chance, powwows.com/win. And at the end of today's episode, I'll even give you a bonus code that'll get you extra entries into it. All right, here we are back with today's episode. Good luck.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Good evening and welcome to Powwow Nation Live. I'm Paul Gatter here from Powwows.com, and this is the show where we get to get together each week and talk about different topics, sometimes with a guest, but tonight I want to talk to you about travel safety. A couple weeks ago, I was at the Sequan Powwow out in California, and every time we're doing a live stream, that we're usually up on the head staff, and so when we're up there, we see this kind of thing happen, but this time it really got to me. There were several kids during the powwow that were lost or had lost their parents, or the parents had lost the kids, and there was one little girl who just could not be consoled. She was crying uncontrollably, and it just tore at my heart. So, hey, first of all, I want to say that a powwow is probably a good place to get lost as far as all the places you could get lost, but it always gets to me when I see this. And so I want to talk a little bit about travel safety and what we can do to prevent that from happening in other places. You know, when my daughter was young, we were always scared to death when we were traveling in big crowds and cities and things like that, especially places we didn't know. We were always worried about that. So I'd love to hear from you. Please post in the comment. Let me know what you've done when you travel to keep your family and your kids safe. All right, we'll get back to that in a minute. I do have some announcements and updates first. Saturday, I am heading, my wife and I are both, we are heading to New Hampshire. First time ever going to New Hampshire. Looking forward to that. We're heading up to Ecamm's Creator Camp. Ecamm is the software that I'm using right now to stream this show, and we use it to stream some of our powwow live streams as well. So I'm really excited to be able to work with them and learn more about their software and just video production and all of that stuff from some of the experts up there. It's going to be really cool. So if you're into that, please go check out Ecamm. Ecamm.com/powwows will get you our discount code. Let's see what else is going on. This weekend, though, the live streaming crew, Michael and his wife, and Ryan and his wife are heading out to California for one of my favorite powwows of the year, and I hate I'm missing it again this year, and that's Morongo. Out in Cabazon, California, the Morongo Band of Mission Indians put on a great event. The resort, the Morongo Casino and Resort, is a triple A 5-diamond resort. It's fantastic. Great food, great facilities. Love the room there. If nothing else, I just love sleeping in that bed and I miss it. But they're going to be out there streaming the Morongo Powwow. Don't miss that. We'll be live Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Powwows.com/live will get you there. Oh, also, let's talk about the giveaway going on right now. And that is powwows.com/win. And there we go. It is our back-to-school giveaway sponsored by GNU. And one of the prizes, we got a lot of prizes, but one of the prizes, they're all designed by Stephen Paul Judd, the artist. Here's his hat. I'll show you some of the other things in a sec, but you don't want to miss this. Powwows.com/win. Ooh. Winner will be selected at random, so it only takes one entry to win this Pendleton blanket. This could be in your house in a couple of weeks. The contest ends at the end of the month, so get your entries in. You can enter daily for more chances to win, but it only takes one. Let's see what else we got. We got a beanie. It's starting to get cold. You're going to want that. as well as, I'm knocking everything off my desk here, a really cool scarf, some patches. These are really cool. Again, designed by Stephen Paul Judd. And another hat. And man, the prizes just keep coming. And two more scarves. So all of that is going to be given away at the end of this month. Powells.com/win. Don't miss your chance. Jennifer says that blanket is beautiful. Yeah, they did a really cool job on it. And go here. Actually, let's flip over. Here's the full size. I think I got a, here's full size pictures of all of the prizes. Yeah, check out these scarves. They are cool. And so that's the full size of the blanket with the portrait there and the colors. Oh, it's really, really cool. So that is what you are up for. Powells.com/win gets you into that. Good luck. I hope it's you that wins that. All right, other announcements. Let's talk about all the powwows that are happening this weekend. Man, you think the summer season is hot for powwows? Let's talk about fall powwow season. All right, here's what's coming up. Like I just said, Morongo out there in Cabazon, California. All this is over on our calendar, powwows.com/calendar. But let's just look at some of the ones. So there's one. Comanche Nation over in Lawton, Oklahoma. They're having their September 26th through the 28th. Last Chance Community Powwow over in Montana, 26th through the 28th. Lumbee. Oh, this was a guy. I haven't been to this in years. I really want to get back to Lumbee for their powwows. September 26th through the 28th. And you can see here, look at the boys are coming, Southern boys. I mean, this is going to be a stacked powwow. Oh, a good one. Medicine Lodge powwow over in Kansas. So go check that one out if you're in the Midwest there. Another good one. Lots of good head staff there. Second annual Dance by the River in Michigan. So up there in the northern part of the Midwest. Then we're over in Lebanon, Tennessee. So
you don't want to waste your precious downtime searching.
Back in Kansas, Haskell, the students are back. And so it's time for their powwows. Check that out if you're in the Kansas area. A couple that you could hit right there in Kansas, Missouri. Here's another one. Native American Heritage Celebration in Springfield, Missouri. Tons, right? Painted Skies over in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sobriety Powwow, September 27th, one-day powwow in Choctaw, Mississippi. We're not done yet. There's still more. Here in South Carolina, Gray Court, South Carolina, is the Lower Eastern Cherokee Nation 17th annual powwow. How about that? Then we're in Massachusetts for a powwow. Hey, I'm going to be heading up that way. I wonder how close that is to, I fly into Boston. I need to look and see how close that is. All right, we're going to leave that open. Omaha, Nebraska is having their 34th annual Fort Omaha Intertribal Powwow. Southern Sound Powwow in Washington State. Not only are there a ton of powwows, but they are all over the place. Look, you can't miss these, right? First Nation Powwow in Nova Scotia. I believe that's what NS is for. British Columbia. Fourth annual South Island powwow. Powwows.com/calendar gets you all this information. Treaty Day over in PE, Prince Edward Island, I believe. All right. And that's going to some of the stuff we're going to talk about later. So that's just a little bit of what's going on. Oh, it's so crazy. Hey, and one other thing, I get this question a lot. The shirts I wear is a brand called Roosevelt's. Finally, they've come up with a referral program. So if you love the shirts you always see me wearing, paulgatter.com/shirts. Also, quick note, I'm working on something I've been working on for several months, and I do need some people to test it. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'll announce more about it later in October, November. But I do need a few people to test it. If you're interested, send me an email. Tell me you're interested in testing. paul@powwows.com. And coming up start of October, is our biggest challenge giveaway promotion of the year. That is our annual Explore Native Challenge. This is super fun. It is a way for us to highlight some parts of Native culture, point you to artists and maybe authors, actors, movies, all kinds of stuff. It's going to take place from October till December 15th. And it's a giveaway, all kinds of stuff going on, lots of ways to win, lots of ways to participate. And it's going to be bigger and better than we've ever done before. It's like our fourth or fifth year doing this. Please look out for that. It starts October 1st, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to join that, make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, and you can find out how to get in on that. All right, let's switch over, and let's start talking about family safety when traveling. And by the way, we do have a new travel community we've started. We have a special newsletter for it, as well as a Facebook group, and more coming for the travel community soon. If you're interested in that, go look down in the description, and there's a link to join. So I did ask earlier what you do for keeping your kids safe. Jennifer says, my oldest was a backpack leash kid because she liked to wander off, try to hide, just to scare me. That's funny. What she didn't realize was she was already packing. Yeah, I mean, look, there, like we go to Disney a lot. And we know from reading websites and seeing videos and stuff over the years, there's several places in Disney World where it can get very confusing and very crowded. And one of them that's kind of infamous for this, there's actually a restroom area, and it's kind of in a corridor. And if you go out this way, you're in Adventureland. If you go out this way, you're in Frontierland. Two totally different areas of the park. And even adults get confused. They'll come in near Pirates of the Caribbean and come out and they're near Haunted Mansion, and people are just like, oh my God, where's my family? So places like that always scared us. So I want to talk a little bit about what we can do to keep our kids and our families safe. Debbie Lewis says, thank you for all the powwows. Hey, you're welcome. We post a ton of them. Make sure you go see our calendar, powwows.com/calendar. All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is some of the things we can do ahead of time as far as like teaching, getting ourselves and our kids prepared for it, teaching behaviors. And the first thing is, and we always stress this with our daughter, and that's just having some situational awareness, being aware of what's around you, not just, you know, looking out for bad actors, bad people, but looking to see where exits are, where bathrooms are, where different safety things are, and just knowing where you are when you're walking down the streets of a new city. Keeping track of kind of where you're going and making sure you're not getting lost and all of a sudden getting completely turned around. So that's one thing. And I always say, you know, do a little, if you're traveling to a big city, do a little research first. Find out some of the transportation ways to get around. Know where your hotel is and the area. That kind of stuff will help you. The other thing we talked about is, what do you do when you do get lost? And talk to your kids about this. Talk to your whole family. What is the plan? You know, when you get lost, stay in one spot, find somebody you can talk to, ask. Of course, use your cell phones nowadays. But, you know, a lot of times you may not have your cell phone with you, especially your kids might not have it. So come up with a plan. What do you do when you are separated? Make sure your kids understand the buddy system. Don't be wandering off alone. Jennifer was just talking about that. Her kid liked to wander along, just trying to be, you know, funny. Teach them that you don't go anywhere alone. We always go in pairs, and it's to protect everybody and just to make sure everybody's good. What we always did, especially when we were traveling to theme parks, is we took some time to, you know, teach our daughter who to go to for help. Like when we're in a city, it was, hey, look to see who a police officer is or somebody in uniform. We're in a theme park. Look for somebody with a name tag on. Those are people you can ask for help. Go to them. Those are the people you go to first, right? And practice all that and talk about that. All right, so that's some of the things you can do behavior-wise. Now I want to talk about some of the technology. God, I wish I had some of this technology when our daughter was young. And that's kind of one of the things that reminded me of this when I was listening to a podcast the other day, and for whatever reason, whoever was inserting the ads, I'm sure it was automatic, but it was the same ad like three or four times, and I was like, wow, they are really driving this home. And that is a really cool thing. I wish that we would have had these. Did you know that Skechers makes a pair of shoes now for kids where you can actually hide the AirTag down in the shoe? One, your kid doesn't know it's there, but in case something really bad does happen, nobody else knows it's there either. And it's better than having a phone or something else they can lose. I know kids lose shoes too, but this is really cool and a great thing put a little AirTag down in there and really be able to keep track of it. So AirTags are great, not just for keeping up with your kids, but also your luggage and your bags, your wallet, purse. Highly recommend AirTags or some of the other things that you can get. There's other things like AirTags. I'm sure if we scroll down here on Amazon, they will probably show me some of the other things, maybe, or maybe not. They didn't. But yeah, there's lots of other compatible technology like AirTags that you can get. So that really helps a lot. My wife is preparing for a trip. She's going on a land tour with her travel agency in November to Spain. We just bought her some AirTags to put in all her stuff because they're going to be moving hotels several times. And we want to make sure that while everything is in transition, that everything is accounted for. So look into AirTags. And is everybody out there using the Life 360 app? I mean, we've used it for years. My daughter is she turned 21 recently, and we still have it installed. Not that we want to stalk her, but she likes to know where we are when we're traveling. And, you know, when she's moving about, we want to know she's safe too. And in case something happens, we can look and find her. And all of her friends now, they actually track each other with Find My. And so they all can keep up with each other too, which is great. I love that they're doing that. I mean, they're doing it to like keep up with when they're meeting up and stuff like that, but it also makes sure that they're all safe, which I love that. Jennifer says, count in, count out while chaperoning. Yes, yes, yes. Gosh. Yeah. If you have multiple kids or other kids with you, yes. Count in, count out. There's a family YouTube channel we used to watch. They had three kids, and whenever they got in the car, they would count off. The dad would start 1, 2, 3, you know, would go all the way through to 5. I always thought that was cool. And of course, when kids started going off to college, they did it and they would not have one of the numbers. Kind of sad. But yeah, counting is a great trick too. One of the things we did early on before all this technology was these. And that's temporary tattoos that you can write your contact information on. We would put them on my daughter's ankle underneath her sock. And we just told her, hey, look, if something does happen, go find one of those people with a name tag or a police officer in uniform and show him the tattoo and they'll get you right to us. So that's another thing you can do to use technology. It's low tech, but it works. Okay. Let's now talk about some things to do before you travel, some other preparation you could do. I remember back, my daughter was born in 2004. I think it was 2006. My wife and I were planning a big trip. We were going to a powwow. We were going on a cruise. It was the powwow cruise back when powwowcruise.com existed. We were going to a powwow, then the powwow cruise, and then we were going to a conference. We were doing all of that in the course of about 10 days. And we even went to Disneyland for one day. It was a crazy trip. We were going to be gone a long time. My daughter was 2 and it was going to be the longest we had been away from her, obviously. At that young age. And my parents said, when we started planning the trip, first thing they said is, you're not going anywhere until you fill out some documents. And they wanted us to do some things. And I mean, it was so smart. They wanted us to have a will and a healthcare power of attorney. That's something I had not thought about. And it came back up again for us when I think it was my daughter was going on a trip like out of state with another family, and the family actually asked her, like, hey, look, this is something we've always done. When kids are traveling with us, if you could just give us a healthcare power of attorney, so in case something does happen, we'll be able to get your kid treated. I was like, ah, that's really smart. So those are some things you could do. Make sure you have your wills and your documents, healthcare power of attorney. If your kids are traveling with somebody else or you're taking care of somebody else's kids, get your insurance, check and make sure it's going to be covered, especially if you're going to another country. We also had a friend that always had her mom kit. That's a super great thing you can prepare ahead of time. You know, not just putting snacks and alcohol wipes and sunscreen, but, you know, pills and Band-Aids and, you know, necessary medicines for if somebody gets nausea or gets cut or something like that. Have all of that there with you. And here's another great tip. This one, I absolutely love this tip. And I tell people when they're planning big trips, not only does it help get your family safe, but it really helps build some excitement. And that is, make planning a part of the trip. build excitement leading up to it. Get your kids involved in the planning of your trips. You know, of course, they're not going to make all the decisions, but get them involved. You know, show them some of the hotels you might stay at. Show us some of the routes you may go, the restaurants you may check out, some of the attractions you may go to in a new city. Get everybody involved. And the more your kids are involved and know, again, the better it's going to go. It's going to go smooth and everybody's going to be safe because they all know the plan. So that's a really important tip. And I think that's so much fun. We always did that and it really helped build, you know, everybody got really excited because we were talking about it all the time. All right, that's just a couple of tips, a couple of quick tips that I wanted to talk about. Just, you know, I know kids are always going to get lost. And at these powwows, it happens. They're only lost for a few minutes. But gosh, it really does. It tugs at the heartstrings when you see it happen. So I'd love to keep posting down in the comments. I'd love to hear what you do, what your tips are. And we've started a conversation over on our Facebook group for travel. So again, look down in the description and go jump in that conversation, see what other people are talking about as far as safety. In fact, I'm going to do that while I'm still talking. I should have had that up already, but let's see if there's any other posts there. I'm going to scroll here for a second. Let's see. All right. No new comments yet. We just posted a few hours ago. So there'll be more people posting later. So go check that out. Also down in the comments or in the description is a link to all of the stuff I talked about tonight. All of those things you can go buy. You can check those out at powwows.com/pawspicks. And hey, if you shop there, it takes you to Amazon. And if you do, if you click on any of that, it helps support us and it doesn't cost you any extra. Hey, and holiday season is coming up. Holiday shopping is coming up. Don't forget to click on that before you start your Amazon shopping. Again, it doesn't cost you anything and it helps support what we do here. Don't forget our contest. It's going on right now. Powwows.com/win. That Pendleton blanket, it's right here. I could be sending this to your house the first week in October. It could be coming to you. So don't miss out on that. Good luck. Lots of powwows going on this weekend. Don't miss our powwow live stream from Morongo. That's a good one. I always tell people the powwows I love most are the ones that show off some of the local culture as well. When I go to, we're going back to Durant, Oklahoma, to the Choctaw Powwow in end of October, first part of November. I always like going there because they highlight some of the Choctaw dances. They have a Choctaw Cultural Day, which I'll be talking more about on the show soon. We're gonna do a day there, and we'll be showing lots of things that go on there. They do a great job over at their cultural center, really promoting that. If you're in the Oklahoma area, I'm getting off topic where I was going, but that's okay. We're gonna come back. If you are in the Oklahoma area, October 31st, November 1st, that time frame, please come out to the Choctaw Powwow. Go to the Choctaw Cultural Day the day before the powwow. Powwow starts on Friday. This is on Friday morning. You will not be disappointed. Their cultural center is world-class, some incredible exhibits. And during the special time, they have more exhibits. They have artists come in. You can actually talk to some of the artists. They have special performances in Choctaw dances, Choctaw hymns. And they even do some stick games out in the field. And you can learn about how all that works and the instruments they use, all that kind of stuff. It is super great. And the restaurant has, the cultural center has a restaurant where they fix actual cultural meals and food, and they were fantastic. I'm looking forward to that for sure. All of that to be said, coming back to the original topic, which I did forget what it was. Oh, don't miss our live stream this weekend. So many things going on. Morongo this weekend. Let's see. Here is my list of our live streams for the rest of the year. We'll be live this weekend at Morongo. Then we'll be live October 10th weekend in Black Hills, October 17th, Hunting Moon in Milwaukee, October 31st up in Choctaw, or down in Durant, Oklahoma, Choctaw, November 7th, Tule River and the Sisseton Veterans Powwow, two powwows that weekend, November 27th, Porch Creek, and December 19th, the Prairie Unity Powwow. That is what we have right now on the agenda. Lots of live streams. Don't miss any of that. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. And you can do that by, if you're new to Powwows and want to know more about them, powwows.com/powwow101. That'll get you on the newsletter and show you what to expect at your first powwow. If you're just looking for powwows near you, you can also get on the newsletter here, powwows.com/powwowsnearme, and I will send you updated powwows twice a month. And in our weekly newsletter, I'll put in what's happening this week on the powwow calendar. So lots of ways to stay connected. Don't miss out on any of that. Thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate your support and your time. Next week, we'll kick off the Explore Native Challenge. Look for that October 1st. It'll be kicking off. Don't miss out. Join the newsletter and you can get a head start. Thanks, everybody, so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm off to New Hampshire, hoping I'm going to learn a lot, make some new connections. I'll see you next week. Spend some time with your family and keep it safe. Thanks, everybody.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Thanks for being with us and listening all the way to the end. Our Explore Native Challenge is going strong. Powwows.com/win. And as promised, for finishing the episode, I have a bonus code for you. Go to the Powwows.com/win, look for the entry form, find the place for bonus codes, and put in 3525269. That's 3525269. That bonus code is only available for listening to our podcast. Good luck. I hope it's you that wins one of these three 8th generation blankets, some of their jewelry, scarves, and so many more prizes. Powwows.com/win. Good luck.